Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you for having us out here, letting us see what's going on. What has this winter done for you guys when it comes to business? I guess this last month has been kind of keeping you busy, hasn't it?
Well, okay, so we didn't have any snow in January, and now it's February 11th, and the last few snowstorms, it just keeps piling up. And what makes an ice dam is a lot of snow and really cold temperatures. That's the formula for creating ice. And then once it hits, this ice will not melt off now until spring, kind of thing. And it's trapping water behind this ice dam. That's why it's called an ice dam. And so water is starting to come inside the home.
So what do you do to take care of it? I see you got a spray there. Very hot spray, right?
Right. Okay, so it's a hot pressure steamer is what it is. And so you're using really hot water and with a little bit of impact behind it. And what Matthew's doing right now is he's actually cutting the ice into chunks. And then what'll happen is you cut it into a chunk that's about 12 inches wide, and it'll release, and then you throw that piece of ice to the ground, and now the water has a place to go.
Did you think that we were going to have this kind of storms? I mean, typically, how's a February for you guys?
Well, January, February is when it hits most often. I mean, we've had it as early as like December 20th. But with as much snow as we've had in the last week, and the snow that's coming in the next few days, it's just going to explode.
Let's talk about the damage that these ice dams can do to a house. What are these folks, in particular this home, what do they call about? Do they see water coming in through the roof?
Or? Right. So it's typically two different kinds of people. One, they've had ice before and they know what the damage is going to do. And they know on their house maybe where that ice is going to form and where it's going to cause the problem. So that's a customer that's had the experience before. And then there's the second customer that it's never happened before. And all of a sudden they've got leaking coming into their home. And once you have water coming into your home, you've got a serious problem. You've got to get that ice out of there as quickly as possible.
All right. What is the process that you do? You talked about it. He cuts it into segments. Kind of go over the heat of the water, that kinds of stuff.
Right. So these steamers run at about 200 degrees. And you start, it's important that you use a steamer to remove it because there's a lot of people out there that are going to use hammers and hatchets. And that is a recipe for disaster. And you start where the downspout is so the water has a place to go, and then you just methodically cut the ice into blocks and then throw the ice to the ground below.
For person that you just mentioned just a second ago who has never dealt with this before, what are the signs that you should probably get something done?
If you've got icicles, you've got a potential problem coming. Right. I mean, it's just that simple. If you see icicles, they look pretty, but they're a problem.
Right. What do you think is going to happen? We got another snowstorm coming on, starting
tonight? Yeah, tonight, and then another one Thursday, and the temperatures are going to get cold again. It's just going to, and as it keeps snowing, it's going to constantly be feeding that snow on the roof because it's the peak of the roof that's the warmest, and that's where the snow is melting. And then the water comes down to the edge of the roof where it's cold. Because it's cold, it freezes, and that cycle just keeps continuing to the point where it doesn't, the water doesn't freeze anymore. It's a pool behind the ice dam, and then roofs are not waterproof. They're designed to shed water, and once that happens, the water starts seeping through the roof and then, through the ceiling, electrical outlets, things like that.
How many of these projects have you done so far this season?
Well, this season, I mean, it just literally started yesterday, and now it's just going to ramp up. We've got 35 ice machines, so we'll see how many we actually put on the street, but we have the capacity to help a lot of people.
Okay. What is a typical year for you guys? How many houses do you deal with? And I know we had a light winter a couple winters ago, actually.
Well, you know what? We have not had ice dams in Minnesota to any real extent since 2014. And it seems to happen every 4 or 5 years. So we are kind of due. In 2015, we were out in Boston. We had over 50 people out in Boston taking ice off.
All right. So this is a company that you're out in Boston as well? Or other?
Well, we'll travel anywhere in the United States. We're in the ice capital of the world. We're in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And so this is where we're based out of. So it's kind of fun to be doing the work in our own neighborhood. But we'll travel anywhere to help people with this problem. Because you'll get out to Boston, you'll see people on their roof literally with sledgehammers, whacking it, standing on their roof with a sledgehammer. That's what people do that don't have this experience.
All right. And that's how you get hurt, too.
Oh, there's a lot. Yeah, exactly how you get hurt. Okay. And you hear some crazy story. My craziest one, I think, is, and this was in Minnesota. We had a woman get on her roof with a chainsaw. Can you imagine being on an icy roof with a chainsaw trying to take the ice off her roof?
Not a great idea.
Really scary.
Probably damaged her roof, too. I mean.
Yeah, damaged her roof. Can you fall with a chainsaw in your hand?
What's the worst thing that you've seen for an ice dam in your experience? Like a whole wall that was warped or?
So floors start to buckle. It'll start getting into hardwood floors. So floors will buckle. Ceilings will start to collapse. Will actually, crash in the middle of the night. Fixtures will actually fill up with water. You know, the kind of fixture where it's got the bulbs, that'll fill up with water. And all of a sudden there's a crash in their kitchen sink kind of thing. The ice dams that happened in Boston was more expensive. The damage from ice dams in Boston was more expensive. And I don't remember which particular hurricane, but a hurricane that happened in Florida several years earlier. Oh, wow. It's a slow-moving hurricane is what an ice dam can be.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!